Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Guys, with me tonight. I hope you have had an awesome day today. I have had a really good day today. Spent time at the Y, of course. Spent time doing some things that I enjoy today. Spent time walking around in the earth with no shoes on. Got some really good information about that. You know, I always tell you guys about taking your shoes off and grounding yourselves by walking in the earth, in the grass, on the cement, on the earth, you know. And I really get a chance to really elaborate as to why that is so good for you. But tonight, I'm going to be sharing some information with you on that. So you may want to just take your phone out in the backyard for a little bit and just walk around in the earth, you know, in your garden, in your flower bed, whatever, you know, because there is some really good sound research to prove that this is an awesome thing to do for your body. It grounds you. It centers you. We come from the earth. So we need to go back to the earth to heal, repair, rejuvenate, help this body to heal itself. Because innately, that's what it will do. It will heal itself. And now with everybody running around talking about, oh, so stress, I'm stressed. So much, you know, we need to just take time to just stop, take our shoes off, and just go for a walk in the grass. Just relax. Just chill. Like we used to say years ago, take a chill pill. You know, not a real pill. Just chill out. You know, we need to sometimes just chill out. Here's to Your Health is brought to you by 109.9 Penn Station. And we're here every week, every Tuesday from 9 to 10. Every Tuesday that the Lord allows, we're here. In August, I am going to be running some back-to-back shows because I have some training to do on a couple of Tuesdays in August, but it's okay because I have a wonderful show planned for that first week of August. I think that's August the 5th or 6th, that first Tuesday. And then we're going to run it a couple of times in August while I'm getting some training out of the way at the Wellness Center at the Y. I want to take this opportunity to invite those of you that are interested in getting a workout, a free workout by a nationally certified personal trainer, me, yours truly, Dr. D. I want you to give me a call because in the month of August, I'm going to be offering free workouts. I'm going to give you a full workout. And all you got to do is give me a call, and I'll make you an appointment, and you can come over to the Livonia Y and see me, and let me work that body. Let me help you get the kinks out. And what better time to start than now? You know, we always put off. Sometimes we say, well, you know, I'm going to do it, and we never get around to doing it. Let's just, let's do it. Let's get it on. I would love to. Do you know that just about every Tuesday I tell you guys about how important it is to drink water? Am I correct? Yep, you know it's true. And I often talk about a book that I said everybody need to get. Go to half.com, go to Amazon, and pick up a book by the name of, the title of the book is You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty. And it's by a gentleman, in fact, a doctor, a MD, by the name of F. Batman Gelage. And his name is spelled F, period, that's his first name, his initial for his first name. And his last name is BATMANGELIDJ, and he's a MD, and he's also the author of a book by the name, by the title of Your Body's Many Cries for Water. But this book that I'm talking about, it's called You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty, and it's water for health, for healing, and for health. And he just simply says, turn on the tap, but we know better than that, but, you know, some good, clean, healthy water. I prefer alkaline. But he says, you know, when you drink water, you reap the benefits of one of the greatest health discoveries of all time. And, you know, if you actually begin to talk to people, you will find that people aren't drinking water. They're drinking everything. And look, just take a note. of how many people you see walking around with this vitamin water. And obviously, they think they are doing just something so fantastic for their body. But I want to tell you, if they only knew how acid that vitamin water is. I mean, I think it's because of the name vitamin. You know, they're thinking, oh, yeah, I see it in the gym. I see it in the Y, you know. So I'm just saying, you know, our body needs water, and we got to learn the crucial role that water plays in these many conditions and ailments such as heart disease and stroke. Dr. Batman Gallich says that water is essential to help prevent clogging of arteries in the heart and in the brain. You know, we talk about this all the time. I tell you guys this all the time. Infection. Water may increase the efficiency of the immune system to combat infections and cancer cells. Yeah, I mean, it's no joke. Water is very important. Depression. Would you think that water could do anything to alleviate depression? Well, water helps the body to naturally replenish its supply of neurotransmitters, serotonin. So yes, it has a lot to do with helping one to combat depression. If you have any kind of sleep disorders, water is needed for the production of the body's natural nature sleep regulator, melatonin. And, you know, you can buy melatonin. You know, they sell it in pill form, capsule form, whatever. Just drink water. Just drink some more water, because water is needed for the production and the regulation of melatonin in the body. Do you have a lack of energy? Water generates electrical and magnetic energy in the body's cell, providing a natural power boost. And this is so true. If you are ever tired or fatigued, get you a nice glass of water, a big refreshing glass of water, and just drink it and see how refreshed you feel. It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. Any kind of addictions, water can help eliminate addictive urges for caffeine, for alcohol, and some drugs. So, I mean, this is something to take note of. And I wanna ask you tonight, how much water are you drinking? How much water do you drink on a daily basis? I'm not talking about the water in my tea and the water in this, like I said, the vitamin water. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how much water do you drink? You know, I'm just a stickler for drinking water. Like I said, there's rarely a week that I do the show that I don't talk about water. Are you consuming water? Are you getting enough water? Leukemia. Did you know that water normalizes the blood manufacturing system that can aid in the prevention of many forms of cancers, such as leukemia and lymphoma? Yep, sure can. Attention deficit. A well-hydrated brain is continually energized to imprint new information in its memory banks with the adequate supply of water. Attention deficit. And you know what? I have noticed this sometime if I'm really working, if I'm at my desk and I'm working at something, I'm really working hard at something, and then I begin to just like, I can't concentrate on this, and what was I doing, and where is this? And you know what I do? I just take me a water break. I get me a glass of water, and I take my water, and I just go in the backyard, and I just walk around in the front yard, backyard or front yard. I don't use any of those poisons to make the grass all green and pretty. I don't mind the weeds. In fact, I had some, I think these little violet-type flowers, I said, you know, I wish those things would just take over the whole front yard. And so I don't do any poisoning, so I can just get up. And you know when I like to do it? I love to walk in the grass, in the earth, either early in the morning or late in the evening. It just absolutely does something for me. It really does. So I encourage you to try it. Just take a walk. But this book, this book should be in every library. You're not sick. You're thirsty, by Dr. Batman Gelich. And once again, his name is spelled BATMANGHELIDJ. So it's just worth picking it if you're suffering from any kind of hypertension. He tells in this book how hypertension can be treated naturally without diuretics and without medication. Water is the key to losing weight. You know, I mean, it's the key to hydrating your skin and combating premature aging. And he tells you in the book how much water and salt you need each day to stay healthy, and how with just monitoring and simply adjusting your fluid and your salt intake can help you to treat and prevent dozens of diseases and avoid costly prescriptions and drugs, and you can enjoy a vibrant new health. So, I mean, it's worth picking it up. I think you can get it, like, on half.com or one of these shows for a couple of pennies. Just a few, $3, $4. You know, I think I paid about that for mine. Not that much. So it's worth checking it out. I also had a friend out of Georgia to tell me he got really sick. He got really sick, and he ended up in the hospital. In fact, I'm going to have him on the show. He's a minister. And he was telling me that he was in the hospital. He said, and a nurse came into his room one evening and told him, she said, listen, I know that you're a minister, and I want to share something with you. She said, I want you to tell people from the pulpit, wherever you go, that salt kills black people. Salt kills black people. And you know what? I have never seen so many people in my life dealing with the issue of hypertension. I mean, I know there's several causes for, you know, stress, like I mentioned earlier. So we're so stressed out. I rescind that. People are so stressed out. Not me, but people are so stressed out. We're eating the wrong things. All this processed food, I mean, all of this processed foods that we're ingesting and not cleansing, it's no wonder our bodies are retaliating and saying, wait a minute, you know, I'm tired of this. You know, you've got to do something better for me. You've got to do something to make me feel better. And it's our responsibility. It's your responsibility to take charge of your health. Why wouldn't you want to feel vibrant and good and every day? You know, do you wake up just raring to go? I am 61 years old, and I tell you, I wake up raring to go. I tried walking the track with people, and I found out I was walking so tough, they couldn't keep up with me. I started taking my little dog to the track with me because she wouldn't complain. You know, most people, and if you can't walk with somebody that walks your speed, then it's like a wasted effort because you're trying to slow down to keep up with them. But let me tell you something. Let me share something with you. Your health is one of the most important things that you possess, your good health. And if you're not doing all you can to take care of your good health, shame on you. Shame on you. because we take care of so many other people. We do so many other things, but we have got to take care of us. Let me share with you a nice smoothie that's really, really good to help you beat high blood pressure. You get that? Beat high blood pressure. Then you can you know that one of the main ingredients in this smoothie is beets. Now, this recipe was originally meant to be used with cooked beets, but I suggest raw beets. They are much better, just the raw beets. Now, a cup of beetroot juice helped people lower their blood pressure by 11 points within 6 hours. And a new study found this out. And they say the reason that it works so fast is because beet contains a dietary nitrate, which your body converts into gas, that expands the blood vessels and aids blood flow. Now, this simple smoothie is the brainchild of nutritionist Diane White. It's not mine. This is not mine, but I have some fantastic beet smoothies, but this is not my original recipe. This is hers, Diane White, and she's a registered dietitian, and it contains heart-healthy magnesium, potassium, and nitrates that the heart just loves. So she suggests that you cook your beets before you use them, but And if you're going to follow her recipe, then follow her recipe. But I suggest using the raw beets. And this is the recipe. I know you all got your pens and paper because I got a text tonight saying that, okay, I'm listening. I got my pencil. So, okay, here you go. And I know you got some beautiful beets in your gardener, one of my health enthusiasts that says, I'm going to have my pencil and paper, and I'm going to be listening. So this is called a pineapple beet blast. It takes about 5 minutes to prepare, and it serves two. So now what you do is you take you a half a cup of sliced cooked beets. You take 1 1/2 cups of frozen pineapple chunks. You take 1/4 cup of celery leaves. You take 1 cup of vanilla almond milk. And 1/2 cup of fresh orange juice, okay? Fresh squeezed orange juice. And you combine all the ingredients in a blender, and you puree it until it's really nice and smooth. And then you divide it between 2 chilled glasses and cheers. Now, this is the nutritional aspects of this pineapple beet blast. It, per serving, it's 153 calories, 2 grams of protein, 35 grams of carbs, 3 grams of fiber, 28 of sugars, and I'll tell you how you can get around that 28 grams of sugars too, because most of that sugar is probably from the vanilla almond milk. So if I was going to use almond milk, I wouldn't use the vanilla. I just use the plain if I was going to use it, but I don't know if I would use the almond milk. I'm just saying it like that, but this is her recipe. Okay, it has 1.5 grams of fat, zero saturated fat, and it's got 110 milligrams of sodium, okay? And you know where the sodium comes from. It comes from the vegetables and from the celery. But now you don't have to worry about organic forms of sodium, such as the sodium that's in alfalfa, because it's organic and your body knows how to recognize it and knows what to do with it. Okay, so now that's the beet high blood pressure pineapple beet blast. It's a smoothie. And I'll post it later on my website. I'll also post some variations that I would do with this, okay? With the orange juice, I don't know if I would do the orange juice. I may do pomegranate juice, you see. But I'll do that as well. Okay, for all of you guys that have families, you know, mom and daddy or whoever, and children, there's some research that proves that getting your family together at the dinner table might be, it might be a little bit of a challenge, but there's some new research, a new study conducted by the University of Leeds, and they found a good reason to make eating dinner together as a family happen. And even if it's only occasionally, because they found that sitting down together to eat may very well encourage your picky eaters to eat more fruits and vegetables. Remember the time when we used to sit down at the table and eat? Remember those times? It seems so long ago, doesn't it? I can almost hear my mother saying, come on and eat, you know, wash up. First she would always say, get washed up, dinner is almost ready. And then, come on, it's time to eat. Dinner's hot, it's on the table. So it just makes good sense, because even then I remember that when we were all together and maybe she cooked something that we didn't like, she would always say, well, just try it. Just try it. You might like it. Just try it. And it encouraged us. And then some of the kids, my brothers and sisters would say, well, ugh, I don't like it. And I'd say, okay, well, I'll eat mine. I'll eat mine, I bet you. And we would all, you know, eat together and try different things. So now this research, they examined 2,383 children. And the average age of these children were like 8 years old. And they discovered that those who ate dinner with their families as little as, I think it was like twice a week, they ate more plant-based foods, 1.5 more plant-based foods than kids who rarely or if ever or never ate with their families. So now, check this out. The same study found that children ate more fruits and vegetables when parents consistently cut their children's food into bite-sized pieces. And you know what? That makes a lot of sense, because, first of all, it shows that the parents care. You know, that takes time. You know, when you take time and cut your kids' food up, it lets them know, I would suggest, that the parents care, you know. So I notice even with older people, when we go to the nursing home sometime and they have a hard time eating their food, and not only with the older people, but, you know, we visit younger people too in the nursing home. But if you cut their food up, you know, I would always ask them, you want me to cut it up so you can handle that better? And they would always say, yeah. So it's something about taking time and cutting the kids' food up, you know, and they seem to appreciate it, and they get kind of a kick out of it. But research shows that they eat more fruits and vegetables when you do cut it up in bite-sized pieces. So for what it's worth, that's just some information. Now, you can try it and see how it works for you, but that's how it is. Okay, here's some more research on why us ladies should ditch those bras. And you know what? The more I see articles like this, I really think that these articles are speaking directly to me. I mean, I don't wear a lot of bras. But, I mean, even sports-type bras, I noticed that sometimes can be a little irritating. But now, a medical anthropologist by the name of Sidney Ross Singer, he says that, and, I mean, he emphatically says this, breast cancer is caused by bras, okay? Who else do we know that tells us women to burn the bra? A very well-known naturopathic doctor by the name of Dr. Scott Whitaker, I mean, at a seminar a couple of years ago, a few years ago that I gave, and he was my guest speaker, he emphatically told us to ditch the bras, get rid of the bras. And that's exactly what this medical anthropologist is saying. And he says that it's simply because bras are designed to change the shape of a woman's breast to a culturally approved image. I mean, maybe you can say yeah, maybe you can say no. I agree with it. I agree with it. I agree with that statement. Now, he also says that bras also create a pressure band between the breast and the lymph nodes, causing inflammation and swelling and causing lymph to back up. Now, he says this restricts the body's natural detoxification process, and cancer-causing toxins are delivered to the breast tissue by the bloodstream and are kept there by the bra. Now, he likens the toxins to bullets, and he says the bra holds them in place, pointed directly at the breast. Now, his research conducted in the early 1990s showed that women that wore bras 24/7, because there was a time, remember the time when we were told, you know, you sleep in your bra, that if you want to keep your breast nice and firm and keep, you know, he said that women that wore bras 24/7 had a breast cancer risk 125 times higher than women that never wore bras. And now, you got to know that his findings have been largely dismissed by the medical community. Of course they would dismiss it. And also by the bra manufacturers. So, and do you know that it's still rare to find wire-free bras? It's difficult to find a good wire-free bra. But this is some research that's just worth looking into. Now, he says that a practical solution is wear a bra as little as possible. And if it is sometimes necessary, wear one without wires. And this is strictly, this is emphatically what Dr. Scott Whitaker says. He says that bra, that wire in that bra, it obstructs the lymphatic flow of the breast. And just, he said, just burn them. Just take them off and burn them, you know. And he said that this is something we should do. Just if you just have to wear a bra, then get a bra that has no wire in it and make sure that it is properly fitted, because an ill-fitted bra can cause you some headaches. It can cause you some problems. You know, have you, if do you ever rush in at the end of the day just to take that bra off? Been there, done that. So it's just something to look into. And, you know, I believe in breast massaging. At night when you lay down and you're getting ready to go to bed, as you examine your breast, and listen, this isn't just for women. Men have breast cancer as well. So I'm just saying, you know, do a nice massage on your breast, up under the breast, you know, under that where your bra, the base, the band of your bra, go around the breast and your chest near your rib, and just massage there. Massage all those lymphatic, those lymph nodes up under there, up under your arm. Just do a nice massage. Even use a nice essential oil. One oil I love particularly for doing this is lavender. Lavender is such an awesome oil for using for any kind of massaging the breast area, and it really is a universal oil, and it's beneficial for any kind of skin conditions, especially burns and psoriasis and rashes and stuff like that. But the reason I like it for a breast massage, and I may mix it with a little carrier oil, something like almond oil, and the reason I like it so much for a massage or oil for my breast is because it helps to create a feeling of well-being, of love, and of peace, lavender. And it will help you to relax. You know, if you have had a tension-filled day, then I suggest putting a couple of drops in your bath water and just sit in some nice warm water and have a nice interlude. Turn off all the bathroom lights and light you some candles and just lay back and relax. Lavender is awesome for doing that, okay? So that's just one of my suggestions. I told you that I was going to share some information with you concerning walking barefoot. Now, there's some provocative new research that suggests that the practice of barefoot walking, and it's called earthing. So if you want to do some research on it, it's called earthing, E-A-R-T-H-I-N-G. And it's just simply walking around barefoot or putting any part of the body in direct contact with the ground. You remember how we used to go to the parks and we would lay out in the grass and different things like that? You don't see that anymore. You don't see people walking barefoot anymore. I had a friend when I was coming up. Her name was Wilhelmina, and Wilhelmina rarely wore shoes. Rarely. She always had a pair with her, you know, in case she had to go into some kind of establishment or business, something like that, that you had to have shoes, you know, and the door was posted, shoes and T-shirts had to be worn. Then she always kept a pair, like, in the car or whatever, but she rarely wore shoes. Now, it says that this research says that walking around barefoot or putting any part of your body in direct contact with the ground may decrease pain and improve heart health. And it says because you're absorbing the earth's negatively charged electrons. And this research was headed by a MD. His name is Stephen Sinatra. And it says that earthing is actually good for the heart. And he's a cardiologist. And this walking around barefooted is supposed to be really good for your heart and really good for helping to diminish any kind of pain. And he said it's because these negatively charged electrons, they act similarly to antioxidants, balancing out positive free radicals that contribute to inflammation. And, you know, we hear so much talk about inflammation. It's just everything is associated with inflammation. Lupus, inflammation, just fibromyalgia, inflammation. I want to encourage you guys, if you have any questions, any comments, feel free to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I'll be able to bring you in. As a matter of fact, we have a call tonight coming from the 216 area code. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Good evening. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you this evening?
Yes, how you doing? I wanted to piggyback on a statement you used about being barefoot. I was also reading the research, and they said, like, you just take your shoes off, like, in your yard, you know, most mm-hmm. probably, you know, backyard or whatever, the magnetic force from the earth, you know, it helps, mm-hmm. it raises your chi, you know, so, you know, mm-hmm. It helps relax your organs and stuff. So I was also aware of that too. So yeah, that's, and a lot of people, yeah, you know, we don't even. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, and now, you know, nowadays, everywhere we go, we wear shoes, even in our own home. I mean, so it seems like we got away from that.
I know. Yeah, do you remember the time when we did used to go around barefooted? You know, a lot of people just, I mean, no shoes. I remember my mother telling us all the time, you better put some shoes on, your feet going to be big as I don't know what. We ran around all the time without shoes. You know,
right?
and you are so right. People don't do it anymore. But this is so interesting. It says because just 20 minutes of earthing eases pain and inflammation, and 40 minutes begins to reduce blood viscosity. That's thick blood, and we know that thick blood may lead to heart attacks and strokes in some people. And this is what Dr. Sinatra suggests in his research. He said to enjoy the benefits, just go shoeless in your yard, like you were saying, in your garden. You know, wiggle your toes in the sand. You know, just go barefooted.
Right.
So, yeah,
right.
It's beneficial. And then it's worth trying. You know what I'm saying? It's a little thing to do to just see if it works for you.
And something else I wanted to comment on.
You go right ahead.
Oh, and also, like you said, as far as the, this is more along the lines with the breast and breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when you you know, if you put on like deodorant that has aluminum in it,
exactly.
You know, it blocks. It's after a while, it will block the lymph nodes. And from that, you know, you can cause cancers that impede flow. So
exactly. In fact, I think it was the show I did maybe 2 weeks ago that we were talking about the aluminum in antiperspirants and in deodorants, and I was given the name of the one that I use. I get it at the health food store, and I was sharing with the listening audience how I bought this deodorant in May. I start using it May the 10th. I'll do that sometimes. I'll just write dates that I start using something just to see, you know, how long it lasts. And this deodorant I bought, and let's see, it was April the 10th. I start using it. And as of right now, I still have, I have about a half a bottle right now. And it's a roll-on. And, I mean, it's just fantastic. I love it. I would use nothing but this. And it's by Elvera. And that's spelled A-L-V-E-R-A. And it's a aloe herbal, all-natural roll-on deodorant. And some of the ingredients in this deodorant is aloe vera gel, arnica, calendula, gentian root, coriander, whole oats, witch hazel, grapefruit seed extract, comfrey tea. I mean, these are the things, these are the components of this deodorant. And you can pick it up at any health food store. And this comes in a 3-fluid-ounce bottle. And it's fantastic. I paid $3.99 for it. And I started using it April the 10th. And there are some days where I don't even have to use it. It's just that extraordinary.
Is it just for females? Is it just...
No. It doesn't have female or male on it. It's just an all herbal, natural roll-on deodorant.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Okay. So
anybody can use it. Yeah, anybody can use it, and it's just an all natural, all vegetable deodorant formula, and it's designed to keep you dry and odor free throughout the entire day. And it's because of the witch hazel and things like the comfrey. You see, these are things that help to promote dryness. So, and the coriander as well. So, I mean, it's just, I would suggest everybody go to your health food store. And like I said, it's by Elvera, Alvera. And I know that there's others on the line that has tried it. So, I mean, if you feel like commenting about it tonight, you know, because others have asked me about it and I told them about it. So, you know, if you're on tonight and you've tried it, you know, chime in and let our listening audience know how you like it. Because, I mean, it's one thing if I say, oh, I like that. Well, I know you can trust my word on something, because if I say I used it and I like it, then you can take it to the bank. That's why on my website, I have a sharing and it's caring page. And these are businesses and that I've tried and that I like. And I suggest, you know, I believe in networking. If I know something works, you know, I'll put it out there. Try this so that, you know, others can benefit from it. Because it's not, you know, it's not a blessing unless you can share it.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, did you have anything else to comment on tonight, caller?
What's the name of your website?
It's www.4yourgoodhealth.info.
Okay.
That's www.4yourgoodhealth.info.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, thanks so much for listening in tonight.
Okay. I have one more comment, unless you have other callers.
Go ahead.
Oh, yes. It's just funny how, cause I know you said you're a member of Pure Herbs, and I am also. It's funny how the FDA is just constantly coming down on them, like, each. You know, you get a newsletter every 2 months. They're constantly, you know, cutting down on their products, you know, because it's starting to interfere with their, you know, big pharma. So, because people getting sick are just taking drugs, and they just know it's, you know, inside they know it's a better way. So, you know, people are just trying alternative ways, and it's starting to work. So, so you know, they trying to put a clamp on that as soon as possible. So
you are absolutely right. In fact, it's funny you should mention that, because I was just looking at some herbal products that I wanted to order this month, and one of which was five oils. And let me tell you, this five oils is such a wonderful herb. It has cajeput oil in it, mullein oil, peppermint oil, eucalyptus oil, and wintergreen oil. And if you have any kind of a muscle stiffness or aching or anything like that, this is the oil that you want to use. This is the herb that you want to use. It's five oils. And it is phenomenal. And I called yesterday to place the order for 5 4-ounce bottles, and at this time, they don't have it. It's because the FDA is taking a look at it to see whether or not they can bring it back. So it's ironic that you should mention that, but that is absolutely true. But you know what? They can't do any more to us. It's amazing how in Europe, the government is afraid of the people. We have just got to start standing up. That's why I encourage people, when you see emails coming across your computer that says, you know, sign this with GMO, tell your governor, tell the president, we don't want GMO foods. You know, I'm saying don't just delete those things. Let's take action. You know, let's take action. Let's tell the government that, no, we don't want GMO products. You know, I want to be able to choose for myself what I want to use to help my body heal itself. I don't want to take medicine, you know.
Right.
I want to use herbs. You see what I'm saying? So
right.
It's my choice. So it's just amazing. It's amazing. But, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. But exactly. And we're going to see it happening with more people. I wouldn't be surprised if next Nature Sunshine start getting hit.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Surprised. You see what I'm saying? Because they're coming down. If this is just a time where this is happening. But, you know, like you said, people are getting sick and tired of taking all this medicine, and it's not doing any good. And they want to tell us, they want to dictate to us what we can and cannot do. With this, you know,
right.
It's ludicrous.
And then the people in Europe, they don't use people. You know, you're in Europe. The people don't let them use high fructose or corn syrup.
Exactly.
Nothing, you know? They don't let them get away with nothing.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like they're doing here with putting salt in our baby's food, getting them addicted at a young age. You know, it's some of the things that's being done. It's just so crazy. But if we just don't say anything, if we just sit back and keep our mouths shut, then it's no telling what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, they just run over us. I mean, that's just nature. You just run over
crazy.
Us. You don't stand up. All right, so.
That's right. That's right. But thanks so much for your comments tonight, caller.
All right. Thanks for
listening in, too.
Okay.
Okay. If anybody else has a comment or a question or anything they'd like to put out there tonight, come on, let's do it. Come on, caller, let us know how. I know I have one caller on tonight that uses this deodorant. How do you like this deodorant, caller? Caller coming from the 734 area code. Hello. Hello, caller. Okay, maybe she doesn't want to say anything tonight, but she listens in faithfully, so one night I'm going to get her to talk about some of the stuff we be talking about during the week. But I just want to encourage you guys to stay tuned. We're going to have a good show coming up for you in August. In fact, we have a big promotion that's going to be going on in September, the end of September. Better Me Luncheons is going to have a luncheon that's coming up, and it's all about children. But we'll talk more about that next week, because hopefully I can get Lisa Bozeman. She's the director and founder of Better Me Luncheons, and hopefully she'll be on next week telling us all about the luncheon that's going to take place the end of September, and it's all about children. And also I would like to let those of you know that that are in the Easter area, it's time for the Easter Legends annual basketball camp for children. So if you're interested in either being a part of that or donating to the Easter Legends basketball camp, then just give me a call. The Fred Smiley, who's the originator, the founder of the Easter Legends basketball camp. It's a free camp for children. And let me tell you guys something. It's so awesome for all of you that's in the Easter in Westland and Dearborn Heights area. You know, come on out. Come on out. You see what they're trying to do to Easter. The school's gone, everything. And listen, this camp is not just for children in the Easter area. Wherever there's a child, and I think the ages are from 7 or 8 up to high school, and these kids get to go to camp August the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and they learn teamwork. You know, just Google it. Google Easter Legends basketball camp and find out all about it for yourself. But, you know, if you have any time on August the 1st, 2nd, or 3rd, come on out and give back. You know, give back. It's all about giving to others, helping others. I will be there. I mark these dates off. I don't work. I don't do anything because I'm up there peeling fruit and cutting up fruit and making fruit cups and putting fruit in bags and you know, helping, doing whatever I can do, cleaning the bathroom, putting paper towel out, whatever I can do, I do. Because it's for a good cause. It's for the children. And listen, if we don't do it, who's going to do it? It's just like the caller was saying tonight, you know, if we allow the government to just do what they want to do to us, then later on we're not going to be able to say, you know, oh, well, I don't like that. We got to stand up. Let's help each other. So for those of you that's interested in how you can help make this basketball camp even better than it was last year, give me a call at 734-895-1940 and just say I'm interested in being a part of the Easter Legends basketball camp, a free basketball camp for children. And I'll put you in touch with Mr. Fred Smiley, and maybe you might have some time to come up and help cut up fruit and pass out snacks to the kids in between game time and just talk to some of the kids, you know, just chat with them. So I would love it if you can do that. Like I said, just give me a call, 734-895-1940, and we'll make it happen. You know, we can go up together and help. I mean, you don't have to spend a whole day, whatever time. If you can come an hour, come help pass out T-shirts. You see what I'm saying? Come help sit down at the registration table and help get the kids checked in. You know, we have a lot of senior citizens. We call them grandparents, volunteer grandparents. They come up and help. Come on, it's time for us, some of us younger ones, to come up, because they're dead. We've lost a couple of the grandparents. You know, they expire. So we need help. So come on out and help. Don't just sit back and do nothing. If you got kids, bring them out so they can participate. They get all kinds of trophies and gym shoes and T-shirts and all kinds of things. So, you know, Mr. Fred Smiley can use your help. The kids can use your help. So with that being said, I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I don't take this lightly that, you know, you tune in every Tuesday from 9 to 10. You know, I know that there's so many other things that you can be doing tonight, but you've decided to be here with me, Dr. D, on Here's to Your Health. So come on back next week, and let's do it again right here on 109.9 Penn Station Blog Talk Radio. And I just want to bid you all a good night. Get some sleep tonight. Get some rest tonight. Sweet sleep. And so you can be ready to get up in the morning and do it again. For all of you that's interested in a free workout with me, your own personal trainer, give me a call, 734-895-1940, and we can schedule something for you so we can get you set up so you can come out and let me take you through a nice workout. Okay? Okay. Thank you so very much for tuning in, guys. I love you all. God bless you. Come on back next week and invite somebody to listen in, okay? Because this isn't about me. This is about us. Because your good health is my business. Good night.